say making fuck.
Oops, I just sharted.
Okay, that was interesting.
The soundboard just did that on its own.
Just did it on its own.
That was an awesome remix.
It's like it's reading my mind. Sorry, Steph.
The couch was a nice red, but...
Don't worry, it happens every day.
Have you guys heard the new expression, too, like about pumpkin beers that's going around? White bitches love pumpkin beer. No. It's everywhere and
really?
Everything I've done this season. Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Wow.
Every festival, every event, everywhere I go, it's white bitches love pumpkin.
There has been.
It's true, right? I mean, every event I've been to, everybody comes up, wait, you got pumpkin? And it goes to what we were saying, the coffee and the donuts and the tampons.
And there's been a huge pushback. In the past few years, I think, growing in the beer community against pumpkins. Like, there's a lot of people out there just like,
yeah, there are people that love them, there are people that hate them.
There was a huge, like, Twitter war last year.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's the absolute worst thing is when it's 100 and fucking 10 degrees outside and you're brewing pumpkin and the brewery smells like pumpkin.
June,
in June
and
July. And
that happened, it seemed to happen every time this year. Every time we brewed pumpkin, it was 95, 100 degrees, something.
That was the
God every time.
Saying, no, you should not be brewing pumpkin.
I'd like come to the bar just to get a glass of water, sweating my ass off, and it's just like, God, why are we brewing pumpkin right now?
Are you going to tell us the pickle story or what?
It's so stupid. It's not even funny.
Come on.
Basically, like, Evan and Mike, we'd always sit at the bar for lunch, and I like pickles. So I would always be like, hey, man, you're going to eat those pickles? and so they were like, yo, why do you keep stealing the pickles? We're just going to call you Pickles. And it just stuck. And now I'm like, please stop. And they're spreading it to everything. And now including social media and throughout the interwaves. So.
And podcasts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Podcastlandia.
I'm fucked.
Pretty much.
So come and enjoy beers brewed by Evan and Pickles.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point now where I'll take pictures with my phone of my pickles when I'm eating and text it to them.
It's so wrong. I take pictures of my pickles.
Yeah, that didn't come out right.
You need to do a pickle beer.
We could do that.
Totally. Do that. In honor of pickles.
And call it the amazing pickle beer.
There you go.
Amazing.
Yeah, apparently.
Only if we can brew it in Latitz.
Apparently all my nicknames are food related. So
I used to there a bar down the street from me. There used to be a bartender there that I hang out with all the time. He's like, do you have a nickname? I was like, no, I've never really had a nickname. He's like, I'm going to give you a nickname. By the end of the night, I'm going to come. He called me Pork Chop. Fortunately, it never stuck.
Your nickname in junior high was Weenus.
Weenus, yeah.
Weenus. My kids say that.
I'm going to touch my Weenus.
Weiner and Weino and Weinifer.
What?
Yeah, a girl I dated, her sister used to always call me Weenifer.
Is that like a celebrity couple?
Weenifer?
Yeah, I know. Did you date a Jennifer? No. I don't ever remember you dating a Jennifer.
It was Jess. So it would have been Weenid. Weenid.
Wessica?
Weenica?
Wessica?
Jane.
Weenica.
Jane.
Weenica.
Essentially, yeah.